This Shabbos is going to read the double Sedra, Chukas and Balak, and by doing so we catch up to Achenu B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, who have been a Shabbos or a Parsha ahead of us since Shavuos. Of course, we had the 2 days of Shavuos. Shavuos was Friday and Shabbos. So that Shabbos we laid the laning for Shavuos, which was second day of Shavuos. Laning is Aser Taser from Parsha Yisrael. Call up a call when it's not on Shabbos, but Aser Taser when it's on Shabbos. And in Eretz Yisrael, there was no second day of Shavuos. A Friday they had Shavuos, and then Shabbos they went on to the next Seder, which was Noso. And we've been a Parsha behind ever since, and this is the week where we catch up. They laid Parshas Chukas already last Shabbos. They're going to lay in Parshas Balak this Shabbos, and we're going to lay in Chukas and Balak together. So we're in Chutz La'aretz, so I can still speak about Parshas Chukas. I want to focus on one episode. You know, the name Chukas, of course, gets the Seder gets its name from the pasuk, the beginning of the Seder, Zos Chukas HaTorah, which is talking, of course, about the Parah Aduma, the quintessential Chok in the Torah. Chok meaning a mitzvah whose reasons we don't understand, whose inner workings we don't understand. A lot of mystifying things about the Parah Aduma, so it's called Zos Chukas HaTorah, and that's where the name of the Seder comes from, Chukas. But I once said, at least Adar HaJurus, that I think the nickname Chukas works for the whole Seder, because there's really so many puzzling episodes. Even the narrative portions are very difficult to understand, a number of them. Of course, we have the Chet of Mei Meriva, where Moshe hits the rock instead of speaking to it, but we don't exactly know. We have all kinds of different opinions in the Mefarshim exactly what his Avera was and why. It's also like a Chok. We don't understand what he did wrong. We don't understand why the punishment is so severe. Then we have the story of the bear.
Maybe he made one mistake. They pardon him, you know, to the thief.
Exactly. We don't know what the mistake is. It turns out from the first one he made many mistakes, because each one has a different explanation. But that's a difficult thing. The story at the, towards the end of the Seder, it seems that there was an attack prepared by certain enemies of the Jewish people, and a great miracle took place with two mountains which were close to each other, and the top came together and crushed the people. They didn't even know about it, and they sang a song. Also very strange, the Shiras HaBeir. The sefer that we don't have, and what does it say later on? Al Ken Yomu HaMoshim, who are the most, a lot of interesting, mystifying things. One of the mystifying episodes is the lead-in for tonight. Appears in Parak Chaf Aleph Posuk Dalet. Vayisume Har Har. They traveled from Hor HaHor and to go around the land of Edom, and they got short-tempered, they got upset. Again, doesn't say exactly what the problem was, but they complain. They're sick of this old man. Already complained about the man before. And here, a very swift and unusual punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them a punishment. Snakes, serpents, fiery snakes came against the people. And they attacked the people, they bit people, and by Yomos Amrov Miyisrael, a lot of people died. Doesn't say how many, but a lot of people died. So by Yavo Amo Moshe Ruchatanu, Ki Divanu Hashem Vavach, Hispar Hashem Yosena Menas Anochash, they came back to Moshe, they said, sorry, we didn't mean it, we sinned, you know, please, Davin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get rid of these snakes. So Moshe Davin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him again an unusual instruction. What do you do next? By Yom Hashem, Moshe, the Pasuk Ches, by Yom Hashem, Moshe, make for yourself some type of a serpent that's understood that it's made out of copper, and put it on sort of a pole high up, and everyone who's bitten by one of the snakes should look at that snake that's this copper snake that's posted on this pole, and whoever sees that is going to live. Moshe did so. He made a snake out of copper. He put it on top of a pole. So if a snake bit somebody, so he looked at that copper serpent and he lived. Again, very strange episode. Many people are familiar with the comment of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah rather. In Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Tesam and Aleph, the Mishnah says, does the snake, this copper snake, has the capacity to bring life and death? I mean, you look at the snake, you get better. You don't look at the snake, you die. From the, what is this? So we know the answer the Mishnah says, El Lomalach Shakosman Shayu Yisrael, Mistaklin klapei ma'ala mishabdin eslibam lavim shavashamayim. As long as the Kaisa looked to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and sort of subordinated themselves to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then they would get better, right? In the shopping, they would get healed. If not, they would be punished. So it's not the snake. In fact, the snake was high up, you know, sort of a tall pole, so people would look at the snake, but that would encourage them or remind them to direct their hearts towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the snake is not what's healing them, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rofe, he's the doctor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rofe Chole Amu Yisrael. Right? It's not the snake. The snake was just, the copper snake was just a means of getting people to look and turn their eyes and their hearts heavenward. And they would daven and they'd recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to heal them, so that would bring about the salvation, would bring about the healing. Not the snake. The snake was just a mean to the end. In fact, that's the second thing in that mission. The other thing mentioned in that same mission relates to the battle between the Jewish people and Amalek, Bnei Son Amalek, back in Parshas B'Shalach, where the Torah has a similar thing. The Torah says that whenever Moshe Rabbeinu, during that battle, would raise his hand, he was on top of the mountain, he would raise his hands towards the heaven, Bnei Son would win. When his hands would come down, so Amalek would win. So the mission asks the same question. The hands of Moshe up and down, when the hands are up, they win. The hands are down, they lose. What does that mean? It's the same thing. Moshe standing on the mountain with his hands directed heavenward, so that would inspire the people to direct their hearts and thoughts towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they'd win, and if not, then they would lose. So it's the same idea. That's the Mishnah. But somehow, this copper snake was used to encourage people to direct their thoughts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rofe Chol Amo Yisrael, as we said. Interestingly, though, this snake has become a symbol for refuah, symbol for healing. In fact, the American Medical Association, AMA, has as its logo, their emblem is, part of their emblem is a snake on a pole. And also, well, Asya is a cold night, is all right? Asya.
Asya.
Is that what it's called?
Asya publication.
Oh. But there's an Israeli equivalent of the Medical Association over there. They also have a snake as the same thing. So maybe they all realize that, even though they're doctors, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're familiar with the mission of Rosh Hashanah, so they realize that it's not them, that's not the doctors who are healing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's healing. In any case, that's the we have to recognize that. And the truth is, al pidin, that a cholah certainly has to daven for himself. In other words, he goes to the doctor, we'll see in a second, but he should daven, other people daven for a cholah too. But the ikar is that the cholah should daven for himself. So, want to use this...
Mahala is really shaliach.
Right, exactly, right, right.
It's not a mahala.
Right.
And that's what the nachash is all about. If you appropriate, then the venom of the nachash will be helpful.
Uh-huh, okay, tell me that.
Because that's there's really medical benefit in the venom of the nachash.
Uh-huh.
You have to know how to react. So, you know, it's like the master's in one place that... You know, you should not really dive in the Kodesh, who will take away the machala.
Right, just to turn it the right way.
Yeah, you should make sure.
Yeah, good. Okay, so that's the story. So again, the snake was, this copper snake was a means of directing people's attention to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Today we don't have a copper snake, so we have to go to a regular doctor. Again, on the understanding that the doctor is not the person who actually heals, well, it's an interesting question that comes up that I want to focus on this evening. That is the question of the reliability of a doctor in terms of matters that impact halacha. Before we get to that, I just want to establish in general this issue of going to a doctor. The truth of the matter is this, as I just mentioned, is the real thing, the tshuva. The real thing is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rofe, but actually...
That's the Ramban.
Right. I don't want to focus on too much. There's a Ramban in Parshas Chukosai, where he says that really, in a perfect world, the person never go to a doctor.
It's
the right, exactly. That's the Ramban's Lashon.
So it's really
based... And he was a doctor, yeah. But it's based on really a Gemara on the bottom of Daf Samach Amud Aleph in Maseches Brachos. There, the Gemara says the following. The Amar of Acha, Hanichnas Lahakis Dam. Someone was going, that means to let blood. That was, in those days, it was assumed that had the medical benefits to draw blood from the body, that they understood. Partly they were right. They understood that the blood circulated, so things in the body would be spread around through blood. They get rid of some of the blood, so some of the bad stuff will come out, whatever it is. However it exactly works. But Hanichnas Lahakis Dam, Omer.
It's definitely a tremendous benefit.
Yeah, right, right.
I still used it as a doctor.
Oh, really?
When I started medicine,
yeah,
the myriad of medication that we have now didn't exist.
Uh-huh.
So if somebody was in pulmonary edema,
the transfusions.
Water in the lungs.
Uh-huh.
In an urgent situation where he's about to die, he's choking, the immediate relief is to let blood go.
Uh-huh.
And they get the medicine. And the same thing if they are in a hypertension crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You take out blood, and blood pressure goes down. It's much better.
So the Gemara, then again, the Chazal knew about it, and it was in practice in the ancient world, bloodletting. So, but the Mishnah, the Gemara says, before you should, when you go in to have this procedure done, Omri hiras manecha shon okai, she'es exele the refu tibraini, right? That's how that's the one I'm referring to. But a person should daven, right? This should be, shuhil mi kikarof en emarator, fos for emes, and so on. It says this opinion, Lefisha ain't darken shall b'nei adam lirapos. It's not really right that people should go to a doctor to heal. Because Baruch Hu is the doctor, we don't really need a doctor. Right? It's not really the proper thing, so to speak, to go. Ella shenagu, but that's the meaning of the world, right? It's people shouldn't really seek medical treatment, but it's the meaning of the world. That's the first opinion. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, no, lo lemei neshachi, shouldn't say that. The Torah de Vera Bishmo, verapo yirape mekan shenitna v'shus laro for the rapos. Abaye says, no, what do you mean? There's a pasuk in the first opinion of Acha, was it of Acha Bayak, this plain of Acha, says, really, it's not the meaning of the world. There's people go to the doctor and they get sick, but really, it's the tefillah and so on and so forth. But Abaye says, no, the fact of the matter is that a person should go to the doctor. That's the right thing to do. The first opinion is she'ain dark on shul b'nei adam. Rashi says, "Kloma lo ha'elahem lasuk perfus al levakish rachamim." Don't go to a doctor. You ask Rachman Kadosh Baruch, he'll take care of it. However, Abaye says not that way, and Abaye quotes the pasuk of Virapo Yirape, which appears in Parshas Mishpatim. And so on this pasuk, the Chazal have the drosha, mikan shenitna v'shus l'rofa l'rapos. Right? How do we know altogether the doctor? Maybe the doctor shouldn't interfere. Right? Maybe if a person's ill, so tell him, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you sick, but if he feels like it, it'll make you better. Right? And we don't have a right to interfere. So that's the Gemara in Bava Kamma, as we just said on Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Tana de Beir of Yishmoel. Let's find it in a second. Hey, hey, I'm Aleph. You have a comma, so let me see it here, just a moment. Here it is. Tanya de Berbish from Omer, the Rapi Rapi, the Kanshanitam of Shuslarofa, the Rapos. That's since it says in the Torah, so I have this drush of a Rapi Rapi, so it means you can go to a doctor. And Rashi says, Nitna Vishus Lerofa and Lerapos, Velo Amin Rachmona Mache, the Yumasa. You don't say, because Baruch Hu gave you the illness and he'll cure you if he feels like it. Nothing to do with the doctor. No, that's not what we say. And Tosu says, the Yumasa Shemitna, Shemitna Vishus Lerofa Lerapos, in Tomar Baham, Mirape Lechude Shemin Lay. Why didn't you double language of Rapo Yirape? So it says, Vishloma, the Hava Mina, Hanemil Makabi Abi the Adon, Chola Bobby de Shemine, Kishmapa Nir Kisosa Gris. I'm not Kalash on the Shore. I might think, when can we say a doctor treats you? So some guy goes and punches me and he gives me a bloody nose. Some say a doctor can take care of the problem. But if it's a problem that was brought about by Kadosh Baruch Hu, sometime an internal disease, a guy, Rachman Tan, gets cancer, whatever else, wasn't given to him by somebody else and so on, so maybe there I'm interfering with Kadosh Baruch Hu. That guy comes up to me and he breaks my arm or whatever it is, so then I go to a doctor. That a doctor can heal, that we understand, but maybe when it's in some type of an internal type of disease, which no one did to you, so they might think that that's what a doctor, that's what a doctor should not be allowed to treat, because that's interfering with the mission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chizuk of Hamash Malon says that's a double language, Rapi Rapi. In either case, we see that La Halacha, it's considered appropriate and proper and permissible for a person to go to a doctor. So the way the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, it's just that the doctor is allowed to treat. But the way the Gemara in Brochas and Afsanach Abaye learns from here, not only is the doctor allowed to heal, but you should go to him. In other words, Abaye objected to Rav Acha's comment, well, a person shouldn't really go to a doctor. No, Abaye says a person should go to a doctor. If it weren't proper, then the doctor shouldn't be allowed to do it. In other words, that's he puts the ideas together. If it weren't really correct for a doctor to treat, then a person shouldn't go to a doctor. But the other way is also true. Since we see that it's permissible for a doctor to treat for someone, so then it's the proper thing to go pursue. That's the opinion of Abaye. Now, the Gemara early in Bava Kamma, the Gemara, just, you know, again, logically, that's what people do. The Gemara in Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis in Bava Kamma just has an interesting comment. Nothing to, you know, it's not a riot. It's just, it's a riot in the sense that this is what everybody does. The Gemara there is talking about the subject of an important halachic concept in Dinei Mamon, is Hamotz Mechavero Olav Araya. Right? When you want to get something from somebody else, so the burden of proof is on you. Hamotz Mechavero Olav Araya. So the Gemara asks, a member of his Amar Shmuel Bar Nachman, Minayim Hamotz Mechavero Olav Araya. How do we know that that's true? that the burden of proof is in a person. I claim that that's my shirt. So you don't have to prove that it's your shirt. I got to prove that it's mine, right? In England, the possession is 9/10 of the law. A person has things. I got to prove the burden of proof is on me. So the Gemara goes from a pasuk mibad rom yigas shalem yagishrei aleim. When Moshe went up to Har Sinai, he left Aaron and Hur in charge. He said, "The dinei Torah, the person who has to get someone will bring the raya." That's how they dash from the pasuk. Fine, that's not my point. But he asked the Gemara, "Maskev Ravashi, halom li kosvaru." What do you mean? What do you mean a pasuk? It's obvious. The person is making a claim. He's got to prove it. And what does they bring? What does the Gemara bring as a parallel? The koivlei keiva azel. He who has an illness, he goes to the doctor. Right? The doctor comes to him, okay, he goes to the doctor. So this guy's got to come and bring his proof. Anyway, so whatever it has to do, that's what we're coming involved. But the Gemara just brings that in, as in other words, it's a double portion, that a person who's sick goes to, should go to a doctor. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on the Yud Zayin on the base, makes the following statement. The Gemara says, towards the bottom of Yud Zayin on the base, that when they're setting up a city, it's one of the things that should be in a city. The Gemara says, "Kol Tanya, Kol Ir She'ein Basar Dvar Mahalalo Ein Tamachocha Mashalay Dvar Bislado Bisocha." The city doesn't have these things in the city. A scholar, an intelligent person, shouldn't live there. And what are they? It's a whole list of things, and among the things is Rofe, a doctor. So Rashi says, "What do you need a Rofe? Lomul Tinokos." Rashi said, "Dumasul Rofe." Rashi says, "Talking about a Moel." But it doesn't appear that that's what the Rambam learns, because the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam in the end of the fourth parak of Hilchos Deos, says the following. The Rambam says, "Kol mokum she'ein bo rofe, echad abor v'echad achol, ein roi lo lozuz mikol adrochem elo sh'amru b'manu b'perek zeh, she'kol echad mehem lachris tova meir." The Rambam has a whole list, Rambam is a doctor also, of things about Briyas Haguf in the fourth parak of Hilchos Deos. Not to eat too much, and various different things, sleep, and certain foods are no good, and a person shouldn't overdo this type of food. There's a whole list of medical advice, and he says, especially if there's no doctor in town, better not move from this advice one way or the other. I mean, don't do anything. If they're a doctor, you want to overindulge once in a while, the doctor will take care of it. No doctor, you better not change anything. He's understanding. And then the very next halacha, Chav Gimel, the last halacha of Perek Dalel, Hilchos Deos, the Rambam writes, "Kol ir she'ein bo asar dvar ma'ila, ein tam l'chom ha'shor l'odah b'soch," and he mentions Rofe. So he seems to understand Rofe not the way Rashi says that Rofe means a doctor, a moel, to take care of being mild with children. That too. But a doctor means a regular doctor. That's how the Rambam seems to learn. Now, again, as Yitzchak alluded to before, there is this famous, difficult Ramban in Parshas Hukosai who says that really somebody who's a certain type of people maybe can rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu and not go to a doctor if you're a certain type of tzaddik, and that's really the best way. But the Chidor writes in the Birkei Yosef in Simon Shin Lamed Vav of Yerodea, Shin Lamed Vav, in Sivkot and Beis, he quotes the Ramban. Right, in Pasuk Chosai, it's in Vayikra Perek Chavav Pasuk Aleph, is where the Ramban is. So he quotes the whole Ramban and says, however, says the Chidor, "V'nira d'ha'idna ein lismof hanes." Nowadays, they don't rely on miracles. "V'chayav ha'chola lehisnaig b'derech ha'olam likros rofei shirapenu." The person should see to it that if he's sick, he should go to a doctor to heal him. The law called Kamil was Shana Sirina Alma Veloma Q Godomi Kamacha Sidi Adoris. Not right for somebody today, well, I don't need to go to a doctor. I'm greater than some great tzaddikim in the past. Shinisrapoi de Rofim. The Kimat Isur Yesh Bedover. It's even almost usur to take such an attitude. Imishum Yuhara, perhaps it's excessive pride, right? Imishum Lismoch Aniso, it's relying on a nace, Mokam Sakona. Who knows, you may not be quite as big a tzaddik as you think you are, because Baruch Hu has a different marriage than the other one. Yeah. So, Omnam, Kedarkon Shobin Adam, Baruch Kolarli, Swapos, Al Yedei, Rofe, Reliva, Balamarai, Gibbah, Vekonam, Miskabarachme, Becholle, Bo Yutach Doctor. Relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course, well, you should certainly go to a doctor. And that's certainly the main practice today.
The Ramban
itself. Yeah, right. So he alludes to this theory, the Birkei Yosef. Okay. But that's all kind of, sort of the background information. But now the question is, what happens if the situation calls for, medically calls hospitals for the violation of halacha. Because what if what the doctor prescribes or the situation is going to lead the person to have to violate an avera? Well, at what point do we say that that becomes mutter? So most people are familiar with the statement of the Gemara in Ksubis, and if you test, I'm an Aleph Doma Amar, Ein Lecha Dover, Sha'omer Vnei Pikuach Nefesh, nothing is considered of value or of importance in the face of Pikuach Nefesh, with the exception of three things, right? The Gimel Averas HaChamuros, the three Averas of which you're never allowed to violate, even if it means you lose your life, and the Gemara lists them here again, Ksubas Yud Tes Amar Aleph, namely, Ella avodas kochavim, idolatry, gilui arayos, adultery, incest, and shrichas dam v'vad, and murder. Those are the only three. Other than that, ein lecha dover omed b'fnei pikuach nefesh.
That's the
general. Okay, so that's a general discussion as to where we take that. But the Gemara has in Psachim, in Psachim on the bottom of Daf Chof Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara applies this concept specifically to a refuah. Specifically to medical issues. The Gemara says, at the very bottom of Chof Heimel Alf Psachim, Ki Osa Ravin Amar Yechon, Bakol Misrapin. You can use any means for a fool. In other words, whatever you have to do to heal, you can do anything. Chutz Nevar Azor B'Gil Aras Yishchaz Dan. Okay? And Rashi says, Bakol Misrapin, Rashi says, Afilu B'Surah Hanor. Even if it's something that's ordinarily Osa B'Hanor. Okay, and the Gemara says that Bakol Misrapin, Kusna Varazora, the Gilarayas of Shvichas Damim, and the Gemara on the Kaf Hamer Beis brings various riyas and so on. How do we know that that's true? But certainly, therefore, a person can do whatever he needs to do, and that's what the Rambam himself accepts. Lahalocha in Perek Hay of Hilchas Yisod HaTorah, Halocha Vav, Keinan Shom Ra'onsin, Kach Omer B'Chaloyim. Just like if you're forced in a situation, the same din by illness. Ketzad, Misha Cholom and Otolomus. The person's ill and he's stands chance to die. V'omru Harof Mishufuasa B'davar Plonim Yisurin Shabbatara. And the doctor said that the only refu is with this thing that's Osir Osin, Yiduli Avera. Right? Omisrapin B'Kol Yisurin Shabbatara Mokom Sakana. In the case of Sakana, you can, any Yisurin Shabbatara, Chutzav Raskachom Yirai Shishachatam, Shabbat Mokom Sakana, and Yisab Behen. Over in the Sakra Oshos are a different issue. But that's the Raman Paskins in Parakei Vichasod HaLach Evav. Shulchan Aruch mentions this as well in Yoredeya in Simon Kuf Nun Hei Sif Gimel. Again, it doesn't start out in the exact same way at that point that the Raman does, but he says, Dishari Surin Misrapim Mokam Sakana Filadar Hanason. Right, if it's a mokum sakana, you can, you know, even if you take it in a normal manner and so on. Shalom mokum sakana, derech hanosa osir. If it's not a sakana, then you can't do a derech hanoa. That's a different, what do you mean by derech hanoa? Pills and different issues. But again, basically the same din. So we know that when it comes from pikuach to pikuach nefesh, so saving a life takes precedence over everything. You go to the doctor, whatever the doctor tells you. Now, but the interesting question is, how exactly do we know that that's true? But where do we see for sure that it's true that pikuach, you know, it's shogur b'fi, but everyone knows, oh, pikuach nefesh and so on. So how do we know that that's true? Okay, and that's actually an interesting question in the Gemara, in Maseches Yuma. And daf pei gimel amud aleph, the mission in Maseches Yuma, pei gimel amud aleph, says the following, Misha achlo bulmus, person is gripped by a certain disease, machilin osaf filodvarim tmeim, you give him even non-kosher food, whatever is necessary till he gets better. Mishanoshul kelab shote, a guy's bitten by a rabid dog, you know, dogs have rabies, right? So ein lachinus lachatzah kovich, so you can't eat the dog. Literally, they thought that was some type of refuah to eat the liver of that dog. Okay, but the chacham say, you can't remas the chorosh umate, he would even allow that. Okay, and furthermore, Odom Ramasul Kharish, Hachoshesh Bigrono, Matil no Sambus of Pib Bishambus. A person, I never understood this till that long time. I understood about, what do you call it, this, you can strep throat. You can die from that. That kind of infection. I remember a child years ago, was back already a bunch of years. I never understood that mission. Sore throat? I mean, everyone has a sore throat. I had a sore throat half the time.
They talk about diphtheria.
Right, diphtheria, right. And then you can die from it.
Diphtheria, definitely.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we don't know about diphtheria because, thank God, we don't have
the medication. Yeah.
but the
nobody even slept with this poor kind of something.
The cure for diphtheria is immediately tracheostomy.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot even wait because it's developed a kind of a
memory. As a kid, I never understood the language of the mission. The choshesh begona. Sore throat? Everyone had a sore throat half the time. Always have a sore throat. You know what I mean? So that's not what it means. But anyway, and you're allowed to do it, Matan Sambis, with Shabbos, and why? Because they should suffix nefashos. Because that's a suffix. The whole suffix nefashos doch as a Shabbos. So now we see something new. Now it's pikuach nefesh doch as Shabbos. But even a suffix, even if that's possible. Now, there's a whole sugi which is not for our topic right now. How far do we go? I mean, a suffix, let's say, if there's a suffix walking across the street, you know, it could be dangerous, right? So how, where do you draw the line? Which, you know, which is not our topic right now. But, yeah.
I was recently reading a lot about Shtari Hidiotos. And so the Mishbura quotes Tosos, the Re, says, yeah, if you don't know what's in the letter, go ahead, open up the letter and read it on Shabbos, because maybe it's
right,
going
to
have
right.
Pikuach Nefesh in your letter.
Right.
So go ahead and that's ahead to go read the letter.
In Chassidus Yisrael, they have the question, the person's sick and they want to send a message to the Rebbe that he should daven for a person, because it's outside the Tchum, or they want to write it, or whatever it is. Is that what they do on Shabbos? Okay. So there's a difference in something which is a school of the Rambam says in the school you can't do on Shabbos. That's not my topic right now, but you see from this Mishnah, that you know that you can violate Shabbos even for a suffix. The question you see in this very Mishnah, how far do you go? Because Tamachlokas in Ramasiv and Chorosh, who says you can eat the liver of this dog, and because he said it brings about a refuah nachamsa, you can. What is it? Machlokas in Metzius, either it's medically good or it's not medically good. So Rashi says on that, Ein Machil and Vafal Pisha Noag and Harof Refuah Zu, even though the doctors use that type of refuah, but Ein a refuah Gemur Lahatir Isa Behema Tuma Al Kach. It's not enough of a known refuah. So you see that they're already in the Mishnah that they begin to draw lines. That's a separate sugya. But in any event, we see that the suffix nefashos. How do we know that Taka again if pikuach nefesh is doche? So that on that Gemara, on that Mishnah, the Gemara a couple of pages later on Pei Ham and Aleph records that a couple of Rabbanim went on a trip and they were discussing this very subject. On Pei Ham and Aleph towards the bottom of Kfar Haya, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchim b'derech. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were on a trip. The Levi Hasador was with them. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchim Achrayim. Levi Hasador is one of the places that Rashi says, I don't know what that means. Lo Parish Limo. So the others say, yeah, it was Mesader, the Piskei Halacha, or the Brises, or whatever. This is not the Levi who was, you know, in the Gemara, Levi, Rav's contemporary Levi, is a Barput of Rav. But whatever it was, anyway, they were all on the trip, and lo and behold, Nishala Shela Zubifneim, and Nayan Lepikuach Nefesh Adokas HaShabbos. How do we know Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos? So we have a whole discussion. Rabbi Shmuel gave his reason, this one gave a different reason, Rabbi Kiva gave his reason. Oh, that was what that does. So they have all different reasons, right? So one of them was, the Gemara present the reasons of these coming to come on this trip, but the Gemara brings in other people who had weighed in on this. And one of the reasons is, this was Rabbi Shmuel Menasseh Omer, Rabbi Shmuel Menasseh Omer, Shabbos Omer Torah, Chalei Lov Shabbos Achaz, Kedei Sheishmo Shabbos is Harbe. Right? We violate one Shabbos because now the guy lived for another 25 years, he'll keep many, many more Shabbos. It's worth giving up one Shabbos. Huh?
You can't say we got
it. Not my topic right now. But then at the very end of the sugya, Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, I Havoy, if I were there on that trip, but I've been there at that time, Hava Minid, the DID for me, do I have an even better limud than anybody else? Namely, V'chai Bohem Eloshi Yomus Bohem. That's Shmuel. Shmuel says, it says in the Torah that the mitzvahs were given V'chai Bohem in order for people to live by them. That's what mitzvahs are for, to live by. And if you're going to die because of a mitzvah, then the whole mitzvah is not in effect, because the whole purpose of mitzvahs were chaybohem, below shiyamos. And again, those three being exceptions. But and the Gemara then goes on to say, Amar Rava lechulu is lepircha bar midishmuel, the less lepircha. Every one of the other limudim can be upgefragt, you know, can challenge, you can question the other derivations, okay? And Shmuel's not. Shmuel's the best. There's no refutation
even
of Shmuel's
pasuk. Even though it's the most difficult one. Because
right.
The pasuk of the pasuk is, the chai b'ayim, is that you have to live with a mitzvot.
Right.
And if you violate the mitzvot, then it's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, the other way. You learn
the other way around.
Right, Echonami.
He reversed it.
Yeah. Okay, but that's what the Mishnah says. Not only, and that's the Gemara said, but then the Gemara goes on and says, not only that, but there's another thing. All of the other reasons will only work in a case of Vadai Sakana. And Shmuel's reason works even in the case of Sofek. Ashkifan Vadai, Sofek Menolim. Okay, and all of the other reasons, that's what the Gemara says. But the Shmuel, Vadai Les Lepircha. The Shmuel has no, it even works by Sofek. Rashi explains, the Ashkifan, says Rashi, the kulunami could go on achalek, all the other drushes from the word ach, and other things, equal and anyway, the varavikuf nevis kalmai, the lo sofek. Okay? However, in the next Rashi, the shmuel, let's say picha, shayasa, ha'odam ha'mitza, shayicha behem vadai, the lo shayabo basiyasa, lide sofek misa. Right? It shouldn't come into a sofek misa. So we see for this whole sugya, what we see for this whole sugya is that not only does it work, not only is Pikuach Nefesh Docha, but even a Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh is Docha. And that's an important point to bear in mind. Tosus says in the previous Amud, Pei Heim and Aleph on the top of Akeh HaGal, where you can take sort of a building collapse on somebody, so you can take the stones and the rocks and all the building material, move it, bust it up, do it after leaving on Shabbos. Omer, read the Haina time it in Hochen Pikuach Nefesh Acharov. Nishum Dixiva Chayba Hemeroshiyomas of Shoyuchal Lobo Mishum Inilah De Mises Yisrael. You've got to do everything you can. Otherwise, you should say, the row of people is the most people survive a building collapse? Well, it's all by the row, right? They have row as a principle in other areas in halacha. So Tosa doesn't apply here because v'chai bohem means whatever has to be done to keep a person alive. So now we've come up with this notion that it's also important to consider that even a suffix pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos and other isurim. The Rambam paskens like this in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos. Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes, "Dechuya hi Shabbos etzol sakonis nefoshes kishar kol amitzus." Pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. Shabbos is pushed aside. Okay, leficha chola sheyesh bo sakana osim ol kol tzoch of the Shabbos. Okay, as chola has danger, you do anything you need on Shabbos. And now the Ram says, al pi rofe uman shalo samokman. Who is the koveya? The doctor. Now we're back to full, going to come back full circle. The doctor is the one who's koveya. We have to listen. You see from here, the doctor has them on us. The doctor, if you listen to what the doctor says, well, even the concerns of violating Shabbos. Not only that, suffix shu tzarech lechal all of us on Shabbos, suffix eino tzarech. Why you have a doubt? V'cheinim omer rofe lechal of us on Shabbos, rofe acher omer eino tzarech. What if you have a second opinion? Two doctors. One says if they violate Shabbos, that's okay. Never mind, it says, Mechalad Ramas HaShabbos, Sofek Nefoshes, Doches HaShabbos. Halacha Beis, Amdu B'yom HaShabbos, Utsarach Lechach, V'chem HaShmon Yom, Eino Im Namti Mar Er. What if you say, listen, you know, this guy needs this and this to be done, but we can wait till the evening, wait till after Shabbos. I'm sorry, and lead it again a week later, because now you could argue, maybe the guy could wait now, and we could save two Shabbos, and no, we don't have any of these calculations. Right, we do whatever has to be done. And the Rambam's lesson is, Afilu Meir Shabbosos, Kol Zman Shud Tzorach V'yesh Bo Sakona, O Sofek Sakona Mechalon. Sofek, regular Sakona, Sofek Sakona, the Foshos were Mechalos Shabbos. Kol Shodavar, Legabe Chola, She'yesh Bo Sakona, Reku Chola, Chol Zman Shud Tzorach. And not only that, but the Rambam Halacha Gimel says you should do it, it should be a Tamachochem, Taka does it, to teach people that it's Mutter and so on, don't just get the janitor to do it. Anyway, these same dinim appear in the Shulchan Aruch. We're not going to read inside, not to save a few moments, but in Aruch Chaim, Shin, Chav, Ches, in Sif Beis, in Sif Yud. So that's the din. There were a lot of Mechal Shabbos, not only for Vadai Sakana, but even for a Suffolk Sakana. And as I said before, the Koveya, so to speak, is the doctor. We listen to the doctor. We trust the doctor. In fact, we even trust the doctor, depends on your angle, but for the sake of the life of the person, we even trust the doctor against the position of the chola himself or herself. Now we have a Mishnah again back in Yuma, that same parak, eighth parak of Yuma. The Mishnah on Pei Beis, I'm at Alf, second Mishnah on the page. Ubra Sheiricha, a pregnant woman who's Zanim Kippur it's talking about now. A pregnant woman feels she needs something happens, she needs to eat something. Sheiricha b'sar kodesh, she smelled meat, you know, and feels that she has this tremendous desire to eat, and it's in Kippur, and so on and so forth. So Machilin os al pi bekiin. Again, you speak to the doctor. There are no doctors, and you listen to her, and so on. Now, you have a whole sugi here. That's the Mishnah on Pei Beis and Aleph. Rashi says, Bekiyan, Im yomu shnei rofen shum mesukin meino echov. Two doctors will say that the person's in danger, then you'll have to violate Yom Kippur. Later on that, in the Gemara, in that Mishnah, So we have a statement on Pei Gimel and Aleph, Omer B'Yamai, at the top of the page, Chola Omer Tzorach, Rofa Omer Eino Tzorach. What if the person says, I gotta eat something, I'm dying here. The doctor says, nah, I checked him out, he doesn't eat, he can wait till after Yom Kippur. So then, Shomer L'Chola, you listen to the sick person. My time is in, well, Leid Yodea Moritz Nafsho. The person knows how he feels. Sometimes the doctor can say medically, but sometimes the person can tell better. But the Gemara has a whole discussion. What comes out is because it's Suffolk Nefoshes, again, after the whole sugya, Pei Gimel and Aleph, is the other way is also true. If the patient says, I'm fine, I don't need to eat, it's Yom Kippur, I don't want to eat, I've been fasting Yom Kippur my whole life, I'm not going to break it today. And the doctor says, never mind, I'm telling the doctor, I've just checked this person out, and he needs to have something to drink or something to eat right now. So then you force the person to eat. You tell him you're not allowed to fast on Yom Kippur. Right? We don't let you.
It's a famous Tofos in the Levant.
Right, right. That he fasted and he died.
So the doctor says you shouldn't fast.
Yeah.
And he said I'm fasting. Bari v'shema bari adif.
Right.
The Tofos says he died.
He died from it, yeah. So we don't take any chances. So we, again, as we see from all of this, we certainly take into account, obviously, clearly, the position of the doctor. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, there can be two, there can be 100 rashes, a whole discussion. And we have to see the doctors and so on. Anyway, Suffolk Nefoshes Lahakel, that's the situation. So now, with all that preamble, now we come to the punchline. So what's the story? Do we sound from all of this that we do value very much the opinion of the doctor? So now the question is, what are the other cases where it's not sakana or sakanas nefashas? It's a medical need or it's something else, a medical condition that could affect, perhaps it could affect the bris milah question. It could affect a woman's having her period, the taras mishpacha question. Okay, what do we do with the nemanas? Do we trust the physician or the doctors? So one could argue, well, why do? We even trust the doctors to violate Shabbos, violate Yom Kippur. So why does the doctor says X, Y, and Z about a child relating to a bris, or about a woman, you know, relating to becoming a needle or not becoming a needle? Why do you listen to the doctors? That's what, you know, the simple ruling would be. The truth is, for example, you have a Gemara in Yevam, and stuff, Yud Beis and a Beis. The Gemara says that in a certain circumstance, certain women can use a moch. When they're having sex relations, a moch is some sort of an insert to prevent contraception, to prevent conception. It's a contraceptive device that the woman can use so she won't become pregnant. Who are the kids? If a woman is nursing, it was considered dangerous at one time for her to become pregnant for nutrition reasons, or if she's a young girl, and so on and so forth. So the Gemara actually has a machlokas over there. Do we say that we, you know, Rabbi Meir says she's allowed to do that, even though usually it's not allowed under ordinary circumstances, but in that case we allow it because it's a danger to her. On the other hand, the Chacham say no, Shomer, B'Sayim Hashem, and we let things go, because Baruch will take care of everybody. So again, we have to figure out how that plays. Do we listen to the doctor or not listen to the doctor? That's an example of a case. But the more prominent or important case for our discussion now is a Gemara in the end, towards the end anyway, of Maseches Nidah, where the Gemara discusses an unusual, and this is on this sugya that the poskim, especially the Achronim, talk about this topic of the nemonos of the doctor. Because why should we say that maybe the doctor has no nemonos? I just said before, he has nemonos to allow the violation of Shabbos and Kippur, so a lot of other things. The answer is no, because of what we said about Suffolk. Maybe it's not that the doctor has full nemonos. He has enough nemonos to create a Suffolk, and that's enough to allow Chilul Shabbos and Chilul Yom Kippur. But that doesn't mean, when I say, by the way, trust the doctor, it doesn't mean that we think he's lying, but A, maybe he doesn't really know, or maybe it's not enough to allow an Isser. In other words, by Shabbos, by a Sakana, which is Mamish, you know, life and death, so even Suffolk Sakana is enough to violate Shabbos. So one could argue that the Nemonis of a doctor is enough to generate a Suffolk. And Suffolk Nefosis, like that Gemara said in Yuma, on Daf Pei Gimel. Right? In other words, but in a case where it's not a Sakonis Nefashos case, and maybe by the Bris Milah, so maybe you have to wait another week, whatever it is, not Sakonis Nefashos, or the case about to say where it's not, we'll see in a second, the end of Nida, it's not a Sakonis case, so there maybe we'd say that we don't really trust the doctor other than to generate a Suffolk, and here a Suffolk is not enough. What's the, you understand Akasha? In other words, maybe the whole nemonis of the Rofa is not a nemonis that we give 100% credence to what the doctor says. maybe we don't give 100%. We give some credence to it as a professional.
That's what the Rivan means. Believe it, Shema. All what the doctor can cause is Shema.
Right, right. That's it. That's the best you can do. Now, but again, so but when it comes to nefashas, so we say never mind. Suffolk nefashas. Oh, you got to do what you have to do. But what about when it's not nefashas? That's really the question of we're analyzing here. So here, there's a Gemara in Maseches Nidah and Daf Samech Hey, towards the end of Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about a case called Aro Adam Machmas Tashmash. A rare situation where a woman, through the very bottom of Samach, and the Tanar Rabbanan Aro Adam Machmas Tashmash, a woman has sexual relations, and this causes her to bleed, like as though she's having a period. So, it happened in Shameshes Pamishon, Shnei, Shlishes, it happened once, twice, three times, after 3 times, already a Chazakah. Right, so then apparently, for this woman, the intercourse brings on her menstrual cycle. Just like we have other things, once they say once a woman has had her period 3 times within the same day, let's say she sees 3 times on the 15th of the month, so then she has a Veses, a Kavua, that now we expect that she'll get on either the 15th of the month next time too. Or she gets her Veses every 33 days. So next, after 3 times in a row, the 33 day interval, so next 33 day interval, we're going to expect the same thing here. Now that's going to be a problem. What should she do? So lo tishamesh, ashok tisgarish, etinasev akir. She can't stay with this man because Boel Nida is a chiv karis. And if she knows she's going to have her period, just when having intercourse, how can you live like that? So she marries somebody else. That goes on to Daf Samuf Avmud Aleph. Maybe it just had to do with this man. And it happens with another man, she's not able to be married at all. Now, the truth of the matter is, this is not really a lemaisa. Very, very rare, and I don't know of any case where such a thing happened, because most of the time, we have to bear in mind that in order for women to come in Nida, usually, so the dam has to come from, that's what we call in English, uterine blood, right, dam from the uterus. If she has, however, some sort of a cut or an infection or some type of irritation in there, that causes dams. That doesn't make her need anyway. Most of the time that you hear about these types of cases of a raw dam is because she had some type of irritation or some type of infection that caused her to bleed, and it wasn't uterine blood to begin with. So it's not even no gay. But that's the sugya that appears in Nida Daf Samach Amud Beis onto Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Now, but let's say Yitaka has said, that's the Gepaskin Halacha in the Raman Parag Dal, Hilchus Asur Bi Halacha Chof and Chof Aleph, Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeus in Kuf Pei Zion, Sev Aleph, what the din is, Ro Adam, Mach Mustashim. But let's say a woman, Taka, unfortunately, never has this condition. So she sees that 3 times in a row, or a couple times, she's had blood through Tashim. So she goes to a doctor, and the doctor tells him, no problem, take such and such a pill, and I'll quit, or I'll give you such a cream or something like that, or he gives her something, or examines her, checks her out, he fixes it, not problem, not going to happen again. That's what the doctor says. So now the question becomes as follows. Can we trust the doctor, quote unquote, to say, okay, the doctor said the problem's been taken care of. Yes, we agree that it was uterine blood and everything, she'd be in either, but I prescribed this medication, and now she takes the pills, not going to happen again. And here we're dealing again, Boel Nida is a karis, it's a karis. So her husband is a little nervous, you know what I mean? Like, do I listen to the doctor? The doctor says, I'm telling you, this pill works like a charm, and she's now cured of whatever this problem was. So that's an interesting question. So there's a sefer called the Sefer HaTrumah, not to be confused with Sefer HaTrumah. Sefer HaTrumah is from Rabbeinu Baruch, one of the Baal HaTosus, and he says in Hilchos Nida, he's in Siman Kuf Zion, he says, and towards the end, he says, "V'im yesh rofei shesavol raposa la'atzor hadam." Okay, if you have a doctor who says, "I have a rofei that can prevent this from happening," right? La'atzor hadam li'lava b'tashmish kova dover l'nasas harofei l'achar pam rishon or shnia kodem shehuchzika. Get this treatment before it happened 3 times. Okay, that's what the Sefer HaTrumah. Get the treatment after 1 time, 2 times. Okay, because once. Because avala achar pam shlishis shekar huchzika sorach iyun in tucha lismo chala rafua afila hu rofe mumcha. The guy's the biggest expert in the world. The dover's there, but it's still you have a chazaka. So now you have the halacha declares that it's going to happen next time. The doctor declares it's not going to happen. So the Sefer HaTrumah is, I'm not so sure we can rely on the doctor against what the halacha has declared. So that's what he says. The woman has this problem. Take care of it after the first time. Take care of it the second time, because then the halacha is not affected. The halacha doesn't, chazaka applies after 3 times. So don't wait till the 3rd time. That's what the Sefer HaTrumah says. Similarly, the Ram Gutenberg, in one of his tshuvas,
We have in the form that Chazaka just three
times. Well, for certain things it's two, right? But for this, we'll see. The Maram Rutenberg has a tshuva in the Fus Prague, Simon Tov Reish Chof Hey at the end. He says the same thing. The Yishofesh Shasola Aposa. So same thing. Do it before. And that's what's on the Smag. And the Mordechai Adav Rishonim say the same thing. However, there is a what's called a Chuvas Maimini. And I go as my mother was on Hilchos Surah Bia Parag Dalad Halacha Chof. So it's printed in the back. I'm not going to get it now, but it's in the print in the back of the Frankel Rambam. Oh, I did bring it. Okay, in the back of the Frankel Rambam, sometimes the Hagos Maimonios, which is printed on the page in the Rambam, says Ayin the Tshuva. So in his edition, other editions, they print in the back of each section. This section is Kedusha. That's where Hilchos Surah Bia is found. So in the back of Hilchos Surah Bia, back of Sefer Kedusha, he has Tshuvas relating to the topics discussed in the Rambam in that section. So on Perek Dal, Alocha Chof Aleph, actually, he mentions as follows. He says, at the middle, because Od Efshar, Shafila Ra, Ubiksha Rof Asa Lafur, the Amala Shinisrape, Shimishameshos of Smach Deburo, Imhu Yisrael. He says, you can rely on a doctor, provided it's a doctor who's a Jew. What do you mean? Why does that matter? Because he has nemonis. Right, he has nemonis. You know, he knows about halacha nida. If you go to a goyisha doctor, so even assuming he's a good doctor, but you know, he doesn't realize what the stakes are. Yeah, it works. So we'll end up shidda nida. What do I care? Right? He doesn't understand what it's. And therefore, it's not to mention the fact that at least at one time there was concern that non-Jewish doctors were trying to trip up Jews or whatever else. A bad relation made out doesn't exist today. But anyway, so that's what he says. So you saw a quote to you, Shalmi in Shabbos, Haparik Bameisha Halacha Beis. Rabbi Avol B'Shem Yochanan Neman Neman Arof Elomer Kniyazem Mucha Rapos Rafati, I say in the past tense. Repaisibo Vishanisi Shivashti. I've used this Kemiya, which is a whole different discussion. But anyway, he says that Daiti Nota Lahati Bacholinian. This Chuvas Mani, and this is quoted from Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avram, that's the Ritzva, one of the Balei Tosfos also. So it turns out it's Taka Machlokes, the Balei Tosfos, the Sefer Truma and the Maamar, all this is written up in the Beis Yosef, he quotes everybody. They say that, I don't know, not so fast. We can't rely on the doctor, okay, because who knows, we have a chazoka against it. You better have this treatment before there's a chazoka. Comes the Chuvas Maimon, bringing the Ritzvah, that no, we can't rely on a doctor, provided it's someone who has nemonis. How do we paskin? We'll move to wrap up here. How do we paskin la halacha? Shulchan Aruch Yoridea Simon Kuf Pei Zion Halacha Ches. What do you know? The Mechaber quotes both days. The Mechaber writes, in Kirtzel Israpos Tsarach Shiyeh Kodem Shetishchazek. You want to get cured of this problem, so better do it before the Chazer Abala. Achar Shetishchazek Yesh Mistapkim Imutel Ismoch Al Rafua Hoshama Shacharakach. I'm not so sure you can lie on a doctor. The Yesh Mishamatir and others are matim Omala Rofa Yisrael and Israpes. The Jew, as Nemona says it. Okay, so the Mechaber doesn't help us that much. He says, and then the Acharon discuss, so which one, the rules in the Shulchan Aruch, when he brings 2 days, which one is really Paskin like, so that's another issue. But again, the Mechaber quotes both opinions. This idea, it comes up in the discussion, because this idea that we don't necessarily, what do you mean, the guy has Nemonis, so the opinion of the Kula would seem to be right. I mean, if the doctor is Nemonis, he's Nemonis, why don't we listen? Well, it's not necessarily so fast, because the Gemara in Gittin, the beginning of Beis and Beis, I'm not going to read it inside now, but it's Emor Darmina. When do we say Eid Echanem Bisurin? That's when it's not against the Chazaka. Right? When we have Eid Echanem Bisurin, we don't know. I have a piece of meat, and I don't know, is it kosher or is it not kosher? So is the fat on this meat Chaleb, which is not kosher fat? Is the fat on this meat Shuman, which is kosher Tate. So then, I know what it is, and we believe him. But when we have a chazoka, here you have a chazoka, and the woman has already had 3 times, halacha decree. I'm not so sure. So that's exactly the suffix that is brought up over here. Yeah.
But here, it's a question of not edut.
Oh, so that's the question. So what's the other side? The other side here, it's not a matter of edus. It's stronger in a way than edus. It's more definitive knowledge. That's exactly the question. So now we go back to our question. It's really the machlokas. Are we relying on a doctor? The first opinion says the doctor is good enough to create a suffix, and that's good when there's a sakana involved. So we listen to the doctor. But here there's no sakana, so she'll divorce this guy. Or whatever. It's a sad thing, but it's not sakana suffices, right?
Wait, so that's not kafila?
What's that?
Kapila Aramaya.
What's that?
The cave of Kapila. Kapila Aramaya. That you don't know if there is B2 below, you're asking to tell.
Oh, Kapila, yeah, we'll get to that in a second. We'll go,
Kapila, no?
I was pronouncing Kapila, so. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. But that's the case. Now, again, another relevant Gemara, which again I won't inside because it's late, but you know, 5 more minutes. The Gemara needed of Chav Beis and Beis also talks about a case where a woman had some type of a discharge. So the Gemara says that Elazar of Tzadok asked his father, and Tzadok his father asked the doctors, and the doctor said, well, you can, it's from some kind of internal wound, okay, it's not really Damnitis, and you can take whatever is expelled from the body and test it in water, and if it absorbs the water, the whole thing. So the Rosh writes in a tshuva, in the Klal Beis Simon Yerches, what do you mean? So what if the test? The doctor said that it was, I don't understand, he said, the doctor said that it came from a maka, so who cares? What if they have performed this test? Right? The Gemara says, take a test, you have to have hot water. What do you mean? The doctor said it. So the Rosh wonders what that Gemara means. Some say it means that, well, the doctor said it's a suffix. Right? So then that, but anyway, that's another area. So in this the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva. I just want to read his Loshon because it crystallizes what we said. It's in Tshuva Kuf Nun Ches in Chelek Yeredeya. He says, exactly he said before. The die lano in diburo osa suffik by sakonas nefasha on Shabbos and Kippur. It's enough for the doctor to create the suffik. Aval hacha tzrichim biru gomer. But here, if you know, in this case of the neither case, or other case, you need a vadai biru. That's what you're saying. Plato's edus. It's a matter of you know a certain amount of clarification. The Yitzhak referred just a moment ago to a Gemara in Chulin daf tzadi zayin aman alam. This will finish. The Gemara in Chulin is discussing a case that comes up from time to time, namely a person cooked milchigs in a fleshig pot, right? The classic kitchen case, Sadi Zion Amad Aleph in Chulin. So the Gemara there says, I don't understand something which the who's a Rava, we'll see in a second, yeah. Amar Rava, no, 1 second. Right? You have a pot which was fleshigs, not allowed to cook milchigs in. Okay, we know that. Okay? And if you did by mistake, and what do you do now with the food? So you gotta test and see, did some of the fleshig flavor of the pot get absorbed into the milchigs food? Truma, you have a pot, you're a kohen, and normally truma food is cooked in this pot, you can't cook non-truma food in it, but if you did, same thing, you test. So says Rava, how do you test? Bishloma, truma, the truma case have a simple way to test, namely, time like kohen. Find a kohen, and he can tell you, was the truma food flavor? Because if he ate the truma, it's okay. He's allowed to eat truma. So he can determine whether the flavors were intermingled or not. That's no problem. Elabos v'cholav man toinle. Who's going to taste it? You mean machso somebody. So, but now, ha'asim yochanan savchina makfeila aramor. Here, Yochanan says, no, you're akfeila is like a chef, a cook, a person who's expert with foods. You tell him to tagoy. You tell him to taste it. Yes, and is there any meat flavor in this dish? Right? So now, hachanam is samchim akfeila amaro. So we rely on the person to, on this kfeila. I put that for that. Okay? It's probably one of these words which, you know, like koi or kri, I don't know. But the article says kfeila. Yeah, that's probably always lying. But anyway, and then the Gemara says, well, we don't rely on kfeila, so we rely, we have shishim, and you know, that whole, you know, the whole sugya of bitul shishim. Fine. But you rely on a kfeila. So the question is, what do you mean, that kfeila? It's a goy. So how are you relying on a goy? He has no nemonis in this area. Or let's say if a Jew doesn't keep kosher. Jew doesn't keep kosher. You can't rely on him for kosher purposes. Right? So the Rashi has a problematical sheet. He says, L'tame kfeila, nachtom obikochom, a cook or a baker, whatever is a goy. V'ashmina demutal isholafich tumo. You don't ask him, hey, listen, we need to know because otherwise we've got to throw out the food. Ravi engage him in a discussion, mesichli tumo. V'lo yodi'u shetzvichin lo ledvar isa v'heter. You don't tell him because then either he'll give, either if the guy's a mean guy, he'll mess you up on purpose, or if he's a nice guy, he'll give you the answer you want to hear, right? Right? So that's what Rashi says. It only works in Mesiach Vitumo. The guy happens to say, he asks the guy, listen, you know, what does it taste like to you? You know, you don't tip him off as to what's going on. That's a problem because Mesiach Vitumo
Elsewhere, Chazal indicate only works by Drabana. That's Rashi. But more important for us now is Tosus. Oh, it's late, I'm sorry. But we're missing 2 weeks, so I'll finish up. Okay. So Tosus, however, one line Tosus, some kind of different approach. Afal gav dovi kochavim hu, even though it's a goy, kevan de kfeilu hu lo meshaker shalo yafsid umnuso. This guy's a professional chef. He's not going to tell you something that's not true, because then you'll go ahead and taste it. This guy considers himself an expert in food. What are you talking about? The guy doesn't want to ruin his reputation. This guy is known as an expert in foods, so he's going to tell you, no, there's no meat flavor in this thing. Now you Jew eats it, five Jews eat it.
The same concept of kol hashtavot olim b'achavot shel goyim.
Right, the guy didn't realize.
They lose the license,
exactly. So that's exactly the point. This guy. So now, if you have this in mind, according to Tosus, so now we could say the same thing over here. You know what? Perhaps we can rely on. It's not even a matter of nemonis. You can rely on a doctor. Why? Because he doesn't want to ruin his reputation. He's not going to tell you that the woman, this blood. You know, if he tells you, oh, it's definitely going to work. And then it doesn't work, so then people are going to stop using him as a doctor. She'll come and say, this doctor guaranteed me this pill works. There's all he's talking about. It'll happen again. Right? So therefore, according to this approach, is another reason why we can be make. And by the way, that would extend even to a Galician doctor. Because the guy doesn't want to ruin his, that's the language it tells us. He doesn't want to ruin his trade, his livelihood. Right? His livelihood depends to a great extent on people's reputation. And that's how the Aruch HaShulchan, I didn't bring it, but the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Kuf Pei Zion, that same Simon Yerodei, Sif Samech Ches, says the same thing. He said, it's almost though, it's Aruch HaShulchan, sorry, I'm in front of you, he has a strong loss. He said, it's almost though, as though, that when it says, Rapo Rape, we're telling you, he knows what he's doing, right? He knows, you have to listen to him.
Yeah, the Torah gave him
it. Almost, exactly. That's almost a loss. You take a look afterwards. I forgot to bring him, the Aruch HaShulchan.
He understands me well.
Exactly. He says, Torah told me I know what I'm talking about. Exactly. That's the loss of the Aruch HaShulchan. So therefore, so that's another reason to Tzad L'Hakel here. I just wanted, there's an interesting thing that even more make up perhaps today under certain circumstances in the past. The crazy of Placey from Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz on the next Simon Yoredeh, Kuf Peches, in Sivkot and Hay. So he mentions, he says, he draws a distinction, and that's how he solves that problem in the Gemara, between something which is visible and something which isn't. He says, the Rosh asks, why did they, the doctors, in that case, in the Gemara Nidalaf Chav Bey, say they test whatever the discharge is in water and hot water and see? What do you mean? If they said that it's from an internal... The answer is they don't know, he said, because they didn't see... There's a difference in what the doctor sees and other things which he kind of surmises based on other facts, but he can't really see it. So he said, that's the lesson of the Crazy Placey in Sivkot and Hay. So he says, there's a major difference. He says... I just want to read one thing. Why do we say in the Mishnah of Kiddushin Tov Shabrof and Leganim and says Rapo Yerape? Melamis Universal of Avatara Dibra Mimakos Chutz Be'ever Shever Yad Opetza, right? There's something you can see. He's got a broken arm, or he's got to see the bones out of place, or he's bleeding, or whatever else. Shazah Muchas Arofa Yored Al Tachliso. Okay, however, he says Masha Enokin Becholesh Be'evari Pnimin. But inside, things inside, she'ein ayin rofe sholebo, b'zeh dunuk v'sichlam, that's only according to the doctor's ashara. You know, he doesn't know for
that's
sure.
Even as on the pasuk.
He says over there also.
Okay, good.
So now it's interesting, Rav Kook in the tshuva, and with this manush will finish, Rav Kook has a tshuva in the Das coin, say tshuva's Das coin, to the Kuf Mem, b'inyan mitzitza. Right, by Bris Mila, you know, that whole controversy where the Mullah sort of draws the blood out with his mouth, you know, it's supposed to be considered good, and the whole tumult it is. But if Cook writes, he says, Kol ze einam al-nachlit shadivah arof mei muhzakam atvenu kevadai. But the emes nish, the remes chal anamach zan rak l'sofek. It's only a sofek, why? Shegam b'atzmam eif shashiach zikul yivay mitaraz vada. How can a doctor say for sure? Lefamim yei she'echa b'gam rabim manichin yisod mosa b'chokmas arfuah. Many doctors say one thing, but in b'chol chachmas, all the areas of scholars or two. V'rabim machlim adol v'ames, hachakach bo dor acher, v'chok v'shakol d'rem l'ham l'hevel him. The next generation, yeah, they're all wrong, they know what they're talking about. All these doctors, this is the case. And he says it's true in any area of scholarship, right? The next generation, they discover something else, they realize something else. So he says, how can they,
Zeb Bonner, is a source of... You practice what you learn in medical school 10 years later?
You sued Bubba. Right, exactly. Yeah, it changed, especially now it changes so fast. So that's what Rav Kook says, that's why it's a maxim, it's only a suffix. But the fact is the contemporary poskim, I don't remember, I'm sure Rav Adyasef quoted it, both Rav Adyasef and the Sefer Taras Habayis and Rav Vosner in his Ashur Shevet HaLevi, Taras Habayis is in Simon Hayes, if you base on page Reis HaMach Dalad, and the Ashur Shevet HaLevi, they're not Simon Yerodea Kuf Pei Zayin, it's in Kotten Gimel, both say, again, I forgot, Rav Adyasef from Stama did quote to everybody, crazy place, he says, today, many things, even inside, you can see. In other words, the whole chiluk was, they know what's on the outside, but today you can do x-rays and MRIs and whatever else. So Melamaisa, that distinction is almost gone. So both Rav Adyasef and Shevet HaLevi Rav Vosner from Lebron both say that's another tzad to say, and even the goy is a doctor, because even on internal issues, if the doctor makes a mistake, it's going to be found out. The next guy will do an x-ray, will do an examination, and if I, even on internal things, it's not so much surmising or you know, based on statistics or whatever, they can actually see it inside. So Hayotz Midvareinu is that I think, you know, that there's room to say we rely on doctors today. Not only, again, it may only be that it's a suffix, but in other areas we can say that we can listen to the doctor with Hilchos Nida or Mitzitza and so on and so forth, because again, they won't, getting back to that Gemara about the Kfela, the guy, the professional chef, doesn't want to ruin his reputation, the doctor also doesn't want to ruin his reputation, and even further, today, that Chiluk, but sometimes it'll make a difference, and sometimes you'll get a call from a woman, let's say, who has a Nida problem, so the minute you have to ask, did the doctor check you, or just spoke on the phone? You know, if he didn't check and just spoke on the phone, so then you can say, well, he's just surmising based, he's not staring anyone in the dark, it's based on a statistic, but that there's room for debate about. But if he actually did an examination, he said X, Y, and Z, then there's a lot of room to say that we should rely, because he saw it, he's not going to want to ruin his reputation, you know, and lose his license or whatever, have people say there's no he's talking about. So therefore, there's room to say in that 2 days of the Shulchan Aruch, then maybe we can rely on the dependability of the Rofin. Okay, sorry, I went a few minutes over.
All that is to say, if you have a trusted ghost, you've been gone to...